Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the TRC update. And Vicky Bardo, Development and Events Manager for Filling the Gap, is back one more time because today, as this is broadcast, is the day to buy tickets for Sassy Bags and Beyond Blingo. Yes?
Yes, it is, Dennis. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and happy to have the opportunity to talk about this one more time with you because this is the concluding day. After today, you cannot buy tickets.
That's right. Today's the day, and I'm so glad we're able to catch up and I can get the word out one more time for people to give me a call or run to their computer and purchase their tickets.
All right. We'll find out how to do that in just a second. But first, why is March 31st the day in which people have to have their tickets purchased?
Well, we set March 31st as the deadline because starting on Monday, we're going to be drawing tickets Monday through Friday at noon and posting it on Facebook. So we need one day to process all of the tickets, make sure everyone knows their numbers and whatnot. So we thought we needed a day to get prepared.
So people may be out there scratching their heads and saying, what are they talking about? So for those who did not hear you talk about this a little earlier in the season, how does Sassy Bags and Beyond Blingo work starting Monday?
Well, you know, we've always hosted this event in person. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID and the guidelines in which we are following at this point in time, we can't have any large gatherings. And last year we held this as a virtual event, and it was many different items, Dennis, many items that appealed to many different people. And we thought, well, let's do that one more time and spread it over 20 days and let's make it a lot of fun. And how to do that? Well, we decided Monday through Friday is when our team usually works. So we thought, let's get everyone involved and have everybody pick numbers and just make it a fun event.
So Monday through Friday for the next 20 days, starting on Monday, a particular ticket will be drawn. That's why people have to buy their tickets today. And then if their ticket is drawn, what happens after that?
Well, they're going to be so happy to see that they've won one of these fabulous prizes. And of course, the reason that we sell the tickets ahead of time is so we can capture their name and phone number so we can let them know that they've won.
So what kind of fabulous prizes are you talking about here? Let's remind the audience of what some of these are.
Well, that's where the Beyond Blingo comes in. We have one purse. And we have things such as kitchen items, we have aromatherapy items, we have a game night for a family, and just kind of fun things like a photo, electronic picture frame, and just all kinds of different things. We have a fire stick, and we have, let's see, a Blink video doorbell. So anything that might appeal to you, you might find within these prizes.
And so if your ticket is drawn, you're going to win sort of the prize of the day.
That's right. We're going to pick a number. 1 through 20, and that will say, for instance, the game night. Mm-hmm. Today we're playing for the game night, or this afternoon we're playing for the game night. Then we'll pick the winning number and so forth and continue on like that until all of our prizes are drawn and spoken for.
All right. Now, you spoke earlier in the program about getting tickets, Vicky Bardo, for this event and telephone or internet. So let's run through that for the people who would like to get one today. We haven't made it clear enough. You have to get your ticket today.
Today is the day, and I am happy to make deliveries. I will be doing that all day today. I've got a lot of folks that I have to stop and pick up money and drop off their tickets, and my number is 716-661-1477. If you're real computer savvy and feel like it, you can hop on the fillingthegap.net website and click on Sassy Bags Blingo, and it will take you right to the site where you need to fill in your name and your information, and we will make sure that you are entered into the contest that way.
I think that you have built the entire project out for us on the radio here today, Vicky, except for one thing. Why are you doing all of this?
Well, two things, Dennis. We always like to provide information and awareness for folks with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And this particular event this year is going to be benefiting the Look Good Fund, which is a fund of money started by Margaret Look several years ago, and she has since passed away. But this is strictly for somebody who might be venturing out into the employment world, or maybe they're going to go look at a college and they want to look spiffy. They maybe need a haircut, maybe a nice dress to wear. So we are trying to make them feel like they are putting their best foot forward.
And so the money that goes to the Look Good Fund for these particular types of projects for individuals, is something that could not be funded by any other means. This is a special fund to do something that otherwise couldn't be done.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the essentials are funded, but the fun stuff kind of falls through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. Well, this might be a necessary something if you're going out for a job interview or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way, but you don't necessarily need maybe a haircut or whatever, but we're going to make sure that that happens for you.
Sassy Bags and Beyond Blingo, the number to call one more time if people want to get their ticket today is what?
716-661-1477. Don't hesitate to call.
Anything else happening in the world of filling the gap we should tell folks about these days?
Oh, we have so much going on. We are gearing up for a big event season. We plan on hosting a lot of our events in person, and I'm going to keep it under wraps until we get everything in place.
Oh, you let me down there. I was right at the edge of my seat. Well, stay tuned for additional editions of the TRC Update when Vicky Bardo might come back and might say more about those live events later this year. But in the meantime, Vicky, always good to be on the air with you.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I appreciate it.